You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The symptoms of menopause can be absolutely devastating for some women. In these hot flashes, painful intercourse, mood swings, the list can go on and on. So when it's time for the when it's the best time to start looking, when is it, for alternative methods to ease some of these symptoms? Now, my next guest is the author of The Target Method, A Woman's Guide to Navigating Menopause, and he is here to share some of these methods for menopausal relief for us. Welcome to the show, Dr. David Rosen. Sweet.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Dr. David, you know, in my natural medicine practice, I help women transition into their menopausal times during the from the perimenopausal states, meaning we start early so that the symptoms are much less when the change is coming. But some patients come into the office at a very late stage into their menopause, and they really have a much more difficult time. And so what I actually recommend them is to go ahead and contact their integrative doctor or their integrative gynecologist so that they can get a prescription of hormone replacement therapy, and specifically bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And I'm sure that this is what you recommend as well.
Absolutely, 100%.
Now, why
yes, and good,
that,
good,
yeah,
good. Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
How
I'm
good
sorry.
That you're starting early. I can't emphasize once again the importance of, like, when a woman starts losing her progesterone in the mid 30s, adding some transdermal progesterone, which can be purchased in health food stores and over the counters, it can be such a benefit to the women. And yes, like you say, there comes a time when the other hormones need to be replenished as well. And bioidenticals, absolutely, they're the same molecule that's in the female body. There are other methods of treating with other hormone analogs, but they're problematic, just to cut to the chase. Why not use the same molecule that's in the body?
That's right. A lot of us women are given by our gynecologist a hormone called Premarin, and we all know that people don't realize is that this estrogen comes from horse urine. You know, it's called conjugated equine estrogen, CEEs. And, you know, I personally would rather get it bioidentical, just as you spoke. Can you give us a little more information about the differences?
Well, in the early days, women have been treated with hormones and menopause for a long, long time. And the best that could be produced to supply large numbers of women came from the horse urine. That was the original manufacturing technique. And, you know, I must say that a lot of women out there who got Premarin in the 1950s and from 1960s, et cetera, they benefited from it. They liked it. Now, the Premarin itself is not the ideal substance, of course. You want who would not want the bioidentical? But it was often associated with another molecule called Prempro. And there was Provera that was added to that molecule. That's problematic. That was part of the study that blew up in the early 2000s, showing that some women were at a very small but increased risk of breast cancer and heart disease from taking Prempro, not Premarin. Premarin actually was associated with reduced risk for breast cancer. And the bioidentical, though, along with progesterone, the estrogens with progesterone, and ultimately the androgens, the medical literature is very clear on that, that this results in a reduced risk for breast cancer, heart disease, et cetera. So why not go to the very best, the bioidentical? Make perfect sense.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that a lot of my patients come in, since I'm a natural health practitioner and uses natural medicine, they are concerned that hormones are dangerous. And I don't believe that they're dangerous, but what I do find is that some of the prescriptions that they're getting is overly prescribed. What I mean by that is higher dosages than they really need to ease the physiological symptoms. And from that, they end up having breast growths or uterine tissue growths and increased in the buildup of that uterine lining. Can you share a little bit about that? Because I want everyone to know that bioidentical is not bad at all. I want to be able to know that, yes, it will ease some of your symptoms and make you feel so much better. But we've got to do it in the right appropriate manner.
And yes, and the knowledge base on how to treat with hormones in general has expanded enormously over the last 30 years. And it does matter greatly. I mean, 40 years ago, we didn't know how to do it. And overdosages were done commonly. And, yeah, you get an overdose of estrogen and you get the stimulation of the breast glandular tissue. We don't want that. It turns out, interestingly enough, that the lowest dosages can do such great good to the bones, to the brain, to the vagina, to the bladder, these things that matter so much in the long run. So it's a precise medical approach, and this is why we train doctors. That's one of the main missions I have, is we train doctors all over the country. And if you can't find a local expert in your area, because that's what I'm recommending, get an expert. Get this one done right. Hormones are powerful. Too much of them are going to give you trouble. And you can go to our website and find a doc. You send us an email, and we'll send you an address of a local doctor, or we'll help your local doctor if they want with further information themselves.
That's
getting
great.
It
yeah.
proper, getting it precise really matters. Most women will get away with imprecise errors in hormones because there's so much resiliency out there, but there's a few that won't. They're sensitive and they've got risk factors, and we're trying to make menopause and treatment of menopause as safe and as elegant as absolutely possible. Get it down to how close to zero can we get that risk? We can't take it to zero. We're all at risk, including myself, for a lot of trouble, you know, sooner or later, and including some of the harsher diseases. But we can, I assert, get that risk as absolutely close to zero based on the terrific information and the terrific hormones that are available.
Yes, and that's great. And on your website, you actually give for physicians as well as, I mean, if you're a physician, you can actually learn from that. And if you want to find a physician, you can actually find that as well. And you can go to the website, drsuzanne.com/target method. All of the Radio MD listeners will be able to get $5 off of your book, The Target Method, A Woman's Guide to Navigating Menopause, as well as finding yourself a physician that can help you in your area. Now, should a woman stop taking these hormones that you recommend at a certain age? You know, if the menopause symptoms are starting to ease, should we stop taking it after, you know, you find that the hormone fluctuations are better?
It's an individual issue that one should really discuss with a very knowledgeable practitioner. We definitely cover this in the book. But for most women, I say no. You know, you start losing your androgens and you start losing muscular strength and the ability to stand and walk with stability. And, you know, we don't want to get into weak muscles. And if you look at many elderly people, that's what's happening. There's a big relationship to low hormones in that. And the muscle that supports the bladder, for example, a lot of elderly women get into bladder issues and wind up in the pens and they don't like it. And these kind of things matter greatly in protecting the arteries, protecting the brain. So we even have a special design hormone formulation for the elderly. But in most instances, if a woman's on a low dose and the risk factors are not there, I have women that keep on taking it for good reason. We've treated elderly women who couldn't get out of a chair, and we've treated them for a while, and they could stand up on their own. You can see that on our website. I shifted my attention to the elderly at a certain point, and I think, boy, it matters a lot for elderly women. They have a lot of things that they care about, too. And to be strong and the best that they can be, hormones can really help them.
I totally agree on that one, because what we don't want is the condition, as you said, where we lose muscle mass. It's called sarcopenia, everyone, and that's going to help. That sarcopenia will actually promote more diabetes and heart disease in the future. So super important that you regulate your hormones. And of course, we're not asking women to still have their cycle in their 70s and 80s. I'm assuming that, Dr. Rosensweig.
Sure. Those take very, very robust, huge levels of hormones to pull that off, and I say absolutely not.
Great. Thanks so much, Dr. Rosensweig. All right, his latest book, The Target Method, A Woman's Guide to Menopause. Please go to drsuzanne.com/target method. You'll get $5 off that book, as well as find some physicians, and you can go to my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.